Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
You're getting to another phase. You're coming out from this phase and you find yourself in this other phase. But Bible says, thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. In other words, it is very possible that as a child of God, you have consistent breakthroughs. So David happens to be a practical example of a man who never lost a battle. All his life, he fought and he kept on winning. And I want to pray for somebody tonight in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. The days of losing and failing, they are over. Amen. I didn't hear you. I said the days of losing and failing, they are over. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God is bringing you to the season of consistent breakthroughs. Amen. Oh, Jesus. I said God is bringing you to the season of consistent breakthroughs. Amen. In 1 Chronicles chapter 14 from verse 8 to 11 where we read, see what David said. David said, God has caused me to break through my enemies like a flood of water. God has caused me to break through my enemies like a flood of water. He said, now the Philistines heard, let's go back, let's read it. When the Philistines heard that the Lord, David had been anointed king over all Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. They mobilized all their forces to capture how many people? One man. But David was told they were coming, so he marched out to meet them. And I shared a little bit. I could preach on this for hours. Look at the first thing there. The Bible says they mobilized all their forces to capture him. You know why? David had killed their champion. And when Goliath was going to attack David, Goliath said that anybody who wins, one person, if he wins, that means all of the children of Israel will be slaves to the Philistines. And he said the same thing will happen if the person they have sent from Israel stands and eventually wins, all the Philistines will become slaves to the children of Israel. So that means he's actually saying that one person is enough to make all of you slaves. So now, because David had won over Goliath, it qualifies. They now see him as that one man that everybody needs to gather, because Goliath alone protected the whole of them. Now David had taken down Goliath, so it would take all of them to attack one David. I don't know if you get what I'm saying tonight. One Goliath stood as protection for the whole of the Philistines. One man, David, killed the whole of their protection. So it would take all of them to gather to defeat one man. So the Bible says they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told they were coming, so he did what? He ran away. So he did what? He marched out to meet them. Can't you see the consistency in the character of David? Can't you see the consistency in the character of David? He never ran away from it. He would never run away from a challenge. When David comes in contact with a mountain, he would face it headlong. He saw a bear and he killed the bear. He saw a lion, he killed the lion. He saw Goliath, he killed Goliath. Now this is a whole troop coming against him and he kept running towards them. Why are you running away from the things you need to face? Why are you running away? Probably you feel you're not fit. You don't have what it takes. But have you forgotten? Eventually, David said, the reason you see me behave like that, he said, God did it. And that's why he would always say, by my God, I can run through a troop. So if God is your source of confidence, if God is your trust, if God is your hope, if it is in God that you have hope, then you will stand your ground. Paul, the apostle said, I can do all things. Through who? Christ that strengthens me. Look at the news everywhere. It is not easy to do this. It's not easy to get a job. It's not easy to start a business. Everything is hard. All that. But listen to me. They that know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. Failure is in the mind of those who have decided to settle for failure. And poverty is in the mind of the poor. Poor people are poor in mind first. You must believe that God is able. You must believe in the ability of God to help you conquer and break through. And I came to announce to somebody under the sound of my voice this evening that God is coming through for you. God is helping you to break through. Like a flood of water, you are breaking through that challenge. Like a flood of water, you are breaking through that obstacle. Like a flood of water, you are breaking through that calamity, that sickness, that disease, that fear of the future. You are breaking through. I didn't hear you. I say you are breaking through. Whatever stands before you and your family as a mountain, this season you are breaking through. You are not running back, you are confronting it. You are not going back, you are confronting it. In the name of Jesus, face it now, so that it doesn't knock you down in the future. Face it now. Face it now. Face it now. Sometimes the devil will say, you don't have what it takes. Don't. You can't. You can't. But you always remember the word of God. I can do all things. I am more than a conqueror. I am well able. If God be for me, who can be against me? What are the things that you're holding on to? And that's why some of these scriptures, whenever you hear them, if even if the script, the exact place is not quoted, you just take note of it and go back, search it and study it. These are words. When you fill your heart with the word of God, you fill your soul with the word of God, you are rich inside. You cannot be poor on the outside. Is anyone getting what I'm saying tonight? Look at it now. Let's go back to the scripture. Let's go back to the scripture. The next verse now, verse 9. The Philistines arrived and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. Yes, let's go. So David asked God. So on Sunday, in all the three services, I established that for you to, the process of breakthrough will always start with what? It starts with what? Prayer. And I told you that the God is either you are inquiring of God because you want to break through a particular thing. So you're trying to inquire of God, God, what am I supposed to do? Or God wants you to break through a particular thing and you are not even aware of the season that is upon you. So God begins to call you to prayer because God knows that you cannot do it without praying. And that's why I said that sometimes you are the one who feels like, I need to pray because I want to get this thing done. I need to pray because I need to seek the face of God about this. If there's any mountain you want to conquer, you start by praying, inquiring of God. You don't face any battle without asking. Those days, you know how it works. Whenever the children of Israel will need to go out for battle, one of the things they will do is to go to the priest to inquire. Then the priest will go with the Tumim and the Urim and it's inquiring of God to know, what are we supposed to do? Or they go to the prophet. They ask, is there a prophet in town? And when they see the prophet or a seer, they begin to ask, what are we supposed to do? In other words, they are not supposed to face anything without consulting God. You want to get married? Consult God. You want to start a relationship? Consult God. You want to put your children through school in one way or the other? Consult God. You want to get to start a particular career? You want to switch? Consult God. You want to start a business? You want to know how to run that business? You want to know what to do next? Consult God. And that's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your... I'll share that. But let me say, somebody was asking a question. I don't know. I put it as the last thing I'm supposed to say, but let me say it here. Somebody was asking a question, why many struggle for a long time before they eventually get their breakthrough? Why? Why is it that people struggle? Why is it that always hard before people can break through? And I told you that breakthrough is always a build up. Is that not? It's always a build up. But the reason why you pray is so that it will not be as difficult as people think it is. Look at for David here. Now, it wasn't really difficult. King Goliath wasn't really difficult because he got the strategy. Are we here together? Now, many people find it difficult to break through. I can guarantee you the reason is because they are very stubborn, self-opinionated. They have opinions. You read the word of God and they see the answer you tell them, they still have their opinion. There's a way that cement right unto a man. He said, but the end will be what? Destruction. There are many people, no matter what you preach, they have their minds made up. There's something they read on social media. Somebody said something and they said, that is what I believe. Pastor Marvis, I really like it. I like this church, but this is what I believe. Go back to the word of God and stop saying that's what the person has said. Look at the word. Is that exactly what you can find there? If you can't find it in scripture, forget whoever said it. Even if I said it and it's not there. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Scripture must be the foundation. You will look to the lens of the word of God and ask, is this what God is saying? See, if you want to experience consistent breakthroughs, you must follow God in his word. Okay, look at the word of God. Very simple. The Bible says, Flee all appearances of evil. And you are every day in the appearance of evil. And you want to break through? How? The Bible says love. And you say, no, I won't forgive. I keep malice and bitter. You want to break through? How? There's a particular woman, Kenneth E. Hagin, it was said that he prayed for the woman. And the woman had been having a particular ailment. They prayed. Everybody had prayed and nothing. Then God gave him a word of knowledge that day. And he looked at the woman and he said, you don't need prayer. You need to let go. If you want a breakthrough, you must be willing to let go of certain things. If you really desire a breakthrough, there are certain things you must be able to say, I have to let go. Especially when it has to do with God. You can't be bent on going your own way and expect to get a result from God. You can't make up your mind that you have chosen to live a particular kind of life against scripture and expect to manifest the fullness that God has promised. The fullness that God has promised will only come for those who are doers. Bible says, blessed are those of you. Blessed are those of you who have heard it. Do these things. Not just who have heard it. He said, those who was do it. Happy are ye if you do them. He said, now that you have known this thing, happy are ye if you do them. Oh, I looked at that scripture and it really got me. I need you to see it. I need you to see it. Let me quickly see if I can get it fast and show you. Happy are ye if you do them. Now, I'm going to be saying a lot of things. That's why my midweek service is always like that. So just pay attention. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Have you seen it? Can you help me? John chapter 13, go from verse 16. John chapter 13 from verse 16. Let's go from 16. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. Then verse 17, Jesus said to them, if you know these things, blessed are ye if you what? Do them. He didn't say, if you know these things, blessed are ye. No! If you know these things, you will be blessed if you do. If you know these things, you will be blessed if you do. So many people keep marking time on a particular spot. There are so many people you see, they are serving God faithfully, but they are very stubborn in a particular area of their lives. If you check, you discover that they're very stubborn and headbent. They've decided that this way is where I'm going to, no matter what anybody says. At the end of the day, for many years, you see them serving God faithfully in a particular aspect, maybe, singing, ushering, doing something, but they are not getting results. Why? It does not just come by the activity. It comes by the response to the word of God. What's your response to the word of God? Am I communicating tonight? You don't like my preaching tonight? Oh, you have to like it. You have to like it. It's good food. Somebody say good food. Yeah, good food. If you know these things, in other words, if you know them, If you lay hold of these things, you have started the journey. But that's not enough. Many of us know so much. Many of us have heard so many preachings. Many of us have seen so many things on the internet. You have heard so many preachers preach all over the world, everywhere. You keep seeing things. You keep hearing things. But it says, blessed are ye if you do them. So the knowing is not enough. Do you know what you just did is wrong? Oh, yes. Why did you do it? It's the devil. It's not the devil, it's you. You chose to listen to the devil. You chose to follow the flesh. You chose to listen to self. You had a stronghold in your mind. You had your personal opinions. You saw it in scripture, but you thought that there's another way to go about it. The word of God is ever true. It's ancient. It doesn't change. In other words, whether you like it or not, heaven and earth will pass away. The word of God will not change. It will never bribe God. You can never ever bribe God by forming to do something that is right outside, but doing something that is wrong inside. You must be a follower of the word of God. I don't know if anybody's getting what I'm saying tonight. Happy are ye if you do them. So anybody can preach anything they like sometimes, especially in today's world where we hear all manner of things. Preachers preach so many things. And I told you that you have to be careful of the internet, because that's where you get a lot of terrible things today. And that's another source where a lot of people, of course, will also find and discover one or two people who are speaking the right things. So you need to ask yourself, is this the word of God? When somebody says something, sometimes people preach a lot of things today from personal revelation, just somewhere. It just came from somewhere. Hello, what's that? Is that the word of God? Is that what the Bible says? If it's not in the word of God like that, I don't understand what you're saying. Glory to God. So the reason you see a lot of people struggle with their breakthroughs, they struggle very hard. Just imagine what Peter did. The Bible says that Peter went and he toiled all night. How many nights? How long through the night? 1 hour, 2 hours, 3, 4, all night. And usually night is supposed to be for them, night is supposed to be toiling from the hours of about 9 p.m. till about 4 a.m. So Peter was toiling all night. He did it from 9 to 10, 11, 12, 13, no, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4. So somewhere around daybreak, he came out and Jesus met Peter coming. And when Jesus saw Peter, he asked him, he said, "Wow, what's happening?" And he said, "Master, we have toiled all night and we've got no catch." And Jesus said to him, "Peter, then cast your net on this other side." And guess what he said? "Why? I have toiled all night. Why should I cast my net?" That was the real thing in the heart of Peter. Are we here together? But Peter said something. "Nevertheless, at thy word." In other words, Peter will never get a breakthrough if he doesn't listen to the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus, they are life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if you want a breakthrough, you study the word of God. You see what the Bible says, then you act on it. Faith will come by hearing. You hear the word of God. Is that not? But after you have heard the word of God, what are you supposed to do? Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. But faith without work will be what? Did you get that? Glory to God. So he toiled all night and he caught nothing. "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And as soon as he let down the net, he had a net breaking experience. Somebody under the sound of my voice, you're coming to the season where the word of God will be your choicest possession, where the word of God will be the most important thing in your life, where you prize the word of God above every other thing, where you will hold on to the word of God and everyone will see that you believe God's word. And I prophesy you'll be experiencing breakthroughs upon breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. All areas of your life, breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Every aspect of your life, you'll see the hand of God in the name of Jesus. So happy are ye if you do them, not if you hear those things. So the first thing is that God said to David, pursue them and you will definitely win. So in the place of prayer, God gives you what? A promise. God gives you what? A promise. Or he gives you a word of assurance. He gives you a word of assurance, a promise that you will win. Go ahead, it will work. Oh yes, it is yours. So that God has given you a promise, it's not yet, it's a potential. That promise is a potential that you would have a breakthrough. That means with that promise, you can actually have a breakthrough. You are supposed to have a breakthrough. But with that promise, usually comes a strategy. So God is saying, there is a plan. We have to do it in a certain way. We have to go about it like this. And I try to break that message down on Sunday to the simplest so that anybody, business people, career people, students, people, anybody can pick it up and say, wow, I now understand how to secure my breakthrough. So I did all that on Sunday by explaining to us how that God gives you in the place of prayer. He starts by prayer. Is that not what we said? Yes. And in Joshua chapter 6 verse 2, the New Living Translation, we see there, Joshua chapter 6 verse 2, he inquired of the Lord. Joshua chapter 6 verse 2. But the Lord said to Joshua, "I have given you Jericho, its king, and all its strong warriors." Now, the wall of Jericho is supposed to fall. Is that not? And the children of Israel would have to march around it for days. But God had already said, "I have given you Jericho." But at this point, God said, "I have given." What tense is this? This is, "I will give you Jericho." "I may give you Jericho." "I have given you." How does that sound? What tense? Huh? Tell me something. No, I really don't blame anyone. You know why? Let's agree that English is not our language. Yeah. Hey, look at you. But you see, God is speaking here as if they already have Jericho. I have given it to you. I have given it. He said, I am given. That would be futuristic, is that not? But he said, I have given it to you. Some people will say it is supposed to be past participle. Is that not? So I have given it to you. I have given Jericho to you. You have Jericho. It sounds like something that God has done already. But at this point, Jericho was still standing. At this point, the gate was still shut. At this point, people were still inside Jericho, fidgeting, because they heard that the children of Israel were coming. Then the children of Israel had not even started anything. They have not started anything. They have not started anything. Nothing like marching around yet. So we now see God giving them instruction. Let's move on now. So I said, when you go to God in the place of prayer, or when it is time to secure breakthrough concerning a particular thing, God begins to nudge your hearts to pray. God begins to call you. God, maybe there's a level God wants you to climb in the realm of the spirit. And he knows that the next phase of your life is going to be very tough. So he wants to toughen you. He wants to build your muscles. He wants to prepare you for what is about to happen in 6 months' time. It is possible that he begins to call you 6 months ahead. Now, listen, this is how it works. So God knows that if you pray every day, consistently for 1 hour for 6 months, when you get to the 6th month, regardless of whatever that challenge, you would have built the capacity to hold. So he calls us ahead. But some people, they struggle to pray consistently like that for 6 months, so they have backlogs of prayers that would have built their muscles. So when they get there, they don't have the capacity. In other words, they postponed their breakthroughs. You postponed a season. You move the season of your life because you are not prepared for it. So when God wants to bring you into a new season, he begins to woo you. He begins to call you. Come, let's pray. Come, let me show you. You need to build capacity. I'm going to be taking you from where you are to a global level. And you will need some level of humility. Come, let me train you. So he begins to do some things. Try. People will start offending you. Temptations will come everywhere to see whether you are built enough stamina. Now, if you fail in the day of adversity, it says your strength is what? Small. In other words, we will push that season forward until you are ready. So you see why the breakthrough seemed like it's delaying. Oh God, but why? God said you're not prepared. But God, but why? You're not prepared. The last time I called you to pray, you were snoring. You couldn't pray. You couldn't do anything about it. But I'm willing. I have given it to you. It is your responsibility to walk. It is your responsibility to act. It is your responsibility to do something about it. And God wants to build your capacity, maybe in the place of prayer. Or God has realized that where you're going to, there will be so much offenses everywhere. So he begins to train you on how not to take offense. So you discover that in a season of your life, it's like everybody's offending you. But God is preparing you. In 7 months, God knows that there will be serious and terrible offenses coming. But if you are able to conquer all these ones around, when you get there and that one happens, you will sound like David. I killed the bear. I killed the lion. How will I not bring Goliath down? Because when you get there, you discover that the offense that is supposed to come ahead, maybe 2-3 months ahead, it's actually very strong and tough. But because you have handled the bear, you handle the other offense that happened in the house. You handle the other one that happened at work. You handle the other one. So this one is now happening in church. And you know, church offense is very difficult. You know, office offense, you can manage it. If you don't behave, they won't pay your salary. They sack you. But church offense is very difficult. Because somebody can say, I can walk away. Congratulations. Is it by force? And God is saying, it is that one you will pass to move to the next level of your life. So before you experience a breakthrough, there'll be build-ups. God will train you. God will work on you. God will do a lot of hard work on you. So God wants me to break through this wall, like I gave illustration earlier. And if I punch, I can't break through. But somehow there is somebody who would punch that wall and it will come down. If I do what the person has done over the period that the person did it, or I find a superior strategy to do something that will toughen my fist, I will also be able to break through that wall. Is that not? So the reason I'm not breaking through that wall is not because the wall is so hard. It is because I am not very tough. Oh, you didn't get that. Did you get that? So the reason many people are where they are is because they are not doing what they're supposed to do. So see what God told them. He said, your fighting men should march around the town once a day for what? 6 days. So we see the strategy building up right now. The next thing you guys are going to do now, 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. On the seventh day, you are to march round the town 7 times. If these guys march 6 times, nothing would have happened, true or false? And if they march 6 times and they give up, will they eventually get a breakthrough? Oh, you remember the story of Naaman. Naaman, the leper. He went to meet the prophet. And the prophet said, you have to go to the river Jordan. How many times are you supposed to wash? 7 times. I don't know why 7 anyway. Maybe God likes 7. 7 is number of perfection. Are we here together? So God, the prophet told him, he said, go 7 times and wash. And when he got there, he washed the first time and he was not clean. I guess he would have looked at himself and he would have said, the way I will slap that prophet if nothing happens. I will slam that guy. And he happens to be a warrior, a fighter. So you would expect that. He did it a third time and he came out. He was still looking exact. You know the painful thing about a breakthrough? When you are closer to your breakthrough, the darkness is stronger. Everything is tough. Everything looks hard. That's when all the forces of life will try to make sure that you give up. But I came to pray for somebody who's experiencing a tough and a hard season where things look so wonderful around you. And you are like, why is it like this? God said to tell you that your breakthrough is closer than when you first believed. Your breakthrough is nearer than when you first believed. And you are breaking through in this season. You are conquering in this season. You are conquering in this season. In the name of Jesus, I declare the boldness, the courage, the tenacity, the fortitude to bear this season. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When a pregnant woman is about to break through, the pain she had never felt for 9 months, she will feel it in less than 12 hours. Sometimes it can be very dangerous. It can be so serious that after the pregnancy, people have post-pregnancy trauma. What do they call it now? Postpartum something, something. No, you're just saying yes, you're not saying anything. Expect to hear something. But what did you say? What did you say? Postpartum. I heard postpartum shun. So why that experience? Something she carried. She got the seed 9 months earlier. Now she will start going through different phases of her life. Am I making sense here right now? Why? Because something is about to break through her. She's carrying something. It has to break through. So the first trimester, she will go through a particular experience. Some women begin to throw up. Everybody begins to wonder what exactly is happening to her. And you know, if it is somebody that is trying to pretend like nothing is happening, you can try, but very soon it will show. What you ate in the secret will show in the public. So you see that the woman begins to adjust herself and she's trying to avoid people. She wants to be careful wherever she goes because she's scared that she might throw up because she knows where she is. I'm not making sense here right now. But sometimes she just cannot control it. Why? Because she's carrying something. It's not because she wants to. It is just something that is, what do you call actions that you cannot control? It's involuntary action or something. I don't know. I've not gotten the right thing. Reflex. Something. I did a lot of schooling, but I don't know what's happening. So, you see, she begins to do all that. So, against her will, that comes out. She will throw up. Now, she throws up again and she bandages. And sometimes in the second trimester, sometimes she's done with throwing up. And some other people from the first trimester to the last semester, they are out of point. No working, no nothing. Husband is houseboy, nothing. Kai, all you guys who want to marry, get ready. They are coming for you. Glory to God. Why? Because she's carrying something. She has entered a season and she needs to go through the process of breaking through. Are we getting what I'm saying here right now? So she needs to go through that process of breaking through. So she carries that child, the first trimester, the second one. Then somewhere towards the last one, she begins to prepare. Why? Because she knows that she begins to take preparation materials. So she goes to the hospital for her antenatal and they are telling her, you know, you need to get this, you need to get that, you need to get that. That's how God begins to speak to you. The next season you're about to get into, you need to prepare like this, you need to do this, learn how to, you know, do an elevator speech in 20 seconds because you're going to meet great people. That day is going to be massive. How would you express yourself so that you can get that opportunity? So you need to prepare yourself because where I'm taking you to, you're going to be exposed to thousands of people. This is how to dress. This is how to appear. This is how to conduct yourself. God is preparing you for your breakthrough, but you are not aware. Some people are just going to say, it doesn't matter. When I get there, I will know what to do. There are certain times you don't get there to know what to do. You prepare so that you will know what to do. So God begins to prepare. Then they say, get this thing. You get it. Get that. You get it. Get that. You get it. Then they tell you, you know what? Get that bag kept somewhere in your house that you continue to see it. In other words, they know that in a few days, 2 weeks before, they would have told you to keep the bag. And when you keep the bag, you know, most of the time, the women would have told everybody that this is my bag in case. Then guess what happens? The husband must not be going too far. He now begins to wait around. Every time he's calling, hello, how are you? Are you okay? You say, yes, I'm okay. Everything is fine. You say, yes, I just want to get there. Can I go? Say, you can go now. Okay, okay, okay. Then he will move. Then by the time he's coming, are you sure you're okay? If every time he sees her call, he's always under pressure. Like, should I, you know, what am I? So he will have to keep the car keys permanently in his pocket or get a permanent Uber driver that is saying, see, Oga, don't worry. That day, I can pay you all your week fee. Just be ready for me. Now, this is how people prepare for the announcement of their destiny. This is how you are supposed to be preparing every day because there's so much that God wants to do in your life. But many people are careless and they are lackadaisical. They don't see any need. And that kind of person, imagine the people who are supposed to help her take a delivery of that baby. She's careless. She didn't tell anybody that she's close to delivery and nothing is happening. And all of a sudden, everybody has left. The day she tries to call, her phone is switched off and she's there alone. What happens? Because she was not prepared for her breakthrough. Are you prepared for your breakthrough? Many of us are not prepared for the next phase of our lives. And that's why if nothing happens, what is supposed to be a breakthrough can become an abortion. Can become a stillbirth. So you have spent many months waiting only to get there to realize that you were not prepared. And what you would have delivered life came out dead on arrival. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice? Your breakthrough will not come out dead on arrival. She will not give birth to a stillborn. In the name of Jesus, the destiny ahead of you will come out kicking. The destiny ahead of you will come out vibrant. The destiny ahead of you will come out alive. In the name of Jesus, every preparation you need to make for the next level of your rising, every preparation you need to make for the next level of your breakthrough, may the Lord prompt your heart. May the Lord strengthen your heart. May you listen to his instructions. May you follow his leadings. May you follow the plan. May you stick to the plan. In the name of Jesus. For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord. Say, for the way. For the way. Imagine a young man who's waited for 5 years to get a job and all of a sudden he got a call from the HR that he's supposed to have an interview on a Monday morning. You know how he begins to behave. He would wash the cloth and arrange it. He would dream of the cloth. How many of you had exams the day before and you're dreaming of the exam? You saw yourself writing the exam. You saw the script. You saw yourself in the hall. In fact, the day you had the dream, you thought that the exam already held. When you woke up, you were happy that you would still have opportunities to write it again. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. something here. That is how we prepare for the breakthrough of our life. You must have seen it. You must have known what you want. You must have a clear mental picture of the kind of future. Then you begin to arrange yourself. You begin to tell yourself, peradventure this happens, this is what I will do. So he goes around and he says, I need a blue shirt, and I'm going to match it with a blue tie. I'm going to get a black trousers, and when I'm going, I make sure I'm going to trim my hair because I don't want to look like an area boy for this interview. Then he goes ahead, he begins to study about the organization. He wants to know more about them. Why? For one breakthrough, he's making all the preparations. Many of us are not prepared for life. Sometimes I see people who say they are going out and they are in 300 level, 400 level. You don't even have a clue of what you want to do outside school. Get back to the drawing board and get direction. Some men are done 4 years, 5 years, 5 years, 6 years after you left your parents' house. You probably are done with school, or you are letting a job. You don't know what next you want to do with your own life. Go back to the drawing board. You cannot come out alive like a person who is foolish and lacks sense. The Bible says the day where the passage of life opened, the day where it was time to be born, Ephraim was too stupid to come out. Ephraim was too stupid to experience a breakthrough. Can I pray for somebody? You will not be like Ephraim. I say you will not be like Ephraim. I say you will not be like Ephraim. In the name of Jesus. Look at it now. Let me show you this. The Message translation, can you help me? Message translation, I'm trying to pick it. Holy Spirit, help me. Many of us are not prepared. Many of us are not prepared to come out. You are not prepared to come out. When the passage of life, when Bath Pang signaled, it was time to be born. When Bath Pang signaled, it was time to be born. But Ephraim was too stupid to come out of the womb. Ephraim was too stupid to come out of the womb. In other words, Ephraim was not ready for the breaking forth. Ephraim was not ready to come out. The Bible says when the passage into life opened, he didn't show up. When the passage into life opened, when the stage was opened, he didn't show up. When the opportunity was given, he didn't show up. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. You don't look like you are prepared to show up. May the Lord give you preparation for your showing up. May the Lord give you instruction for your showing up. May the Lord give your guidance for your showing up. In the day of your showing up, you will not assume it's a rehearsal. Listen, there is a difference between the showing up and the rehearsal. In the day of your showing up, you will not dress like a person for rehearsal. In the day of your showing up, you will not act like it's a mere rehearsal. In the day of your showing up, you will arise and you will shine. In the name of Jesus, tell your neighbor, I'm showing up. Tell your neighbor, I'm showing up. Bang! Signaled. The passage of life opened. Like a woman who's ready to deliver and she has opened and done everything, and the child is putting the head. Come out! She's pushing and the child is pushing back. I'm not ready. She's trying to push and the child is pushing back. Mom, I'm not coming out. But I saw something in scripture that got my attention. I'm going to show you that this night. And when I show you, we're going to pray for 3 seconds or thereabout, and we're going to move ahead. Are you ready tonight? Are you sure that you are ready tonight? Genesis chapter 38 verse 27. Genesis chapter 38 verse 27. Give me NLT one of them, NLT or NIV. Genesis chapter 38 verse 27. Please put it fast. When the time came for Tamar to give birth, it was discovered that she was carrying twins. Look at what happened there. While she was in labor, one of the babies reached out his hand. The midwife grabbed it and tied a scarlet string around the child's wrist. Can you see that? She now started announcing, this one came out first. But all of a sudden, see what happened there? But when he pulled back his hand and came out his brother, he pulled out his hand, then his brother came out. Then the midwife shouted, he said, what? The midwife exclaimed, how did you break out first? I don't know who's looking like they're coming out first. I don't know who's pushing like they're coming out first. But they're drawing back. And God is setting you up for the push forward. God is setting you up for the push forward. God is setting you up for the push forward. They thought you were coming last. But they never knew that the man ahead of you is about to draw back. They thought you were coming last. They never knew the person behind you is relaxing. I pray you are taking over. You are taking over. You are taking over. You are taking over.
in the name of Jesus. They did not give Perez the tag, but Perez came out. The person with the baton went back. The one who had no baton came out. I don't know who that person is. They look at you like you are on feet. They say you are not the real person to get that opportunity. But God said to tell you, somebody here under the sound of my voice, you might not have been tagged with the scarlet band, but he's saying you are bold enough, so you are coming out. Somebody say, I'm coming out. Somebody say, I'm coming out. Can you say, I'm breaking forth? Can you say, I'm breaking forth? The two children were in the womb, and one pushed his hand out, and the midwife said, yes, at last, this is the firstborn. Then she tied the hand of the child that she named the firstborn. Then all of a sudden the child drew his hand back. Then the one behind raised his head and came out. I say, you are that one coming out from the side. You are that one coming out from the side. You are that one coming out from the side. Unexpected, you are coming out. Unplanned, you are coming out. I say, you are being announced in the name of Jesus. They thought you were going to fail, but God is turning it around. They thought somebody else would have gotten a job, but God is turning it around. Hey, somebody already paid for that shop, but you are not aware they're about to return the money to give you your place. Somebody already paid. Somebody already got a letter sent to the organization, but something is about to happen, so that you are the one that will get that position. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody that is about to break forth. I came to announce, you are unexpected, but you are the one coming out. You are unexpected, but you aren't getting the results. You are unexpected, but you aren't being announced. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost now. I'm breaking forth. I'm breaking out. I'm pressing on the upward ways. New heights I'm gaining every day. I'm still praying as I'm upward. We have been praying. They thought you were behind. Somebody's changing position. Somebody's changing position. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My bed on it, heaven. Wherever you are, inside, outside, online, child of God, pray. Chukuna kama mi onye kere ligwe no anye kile ina. Chukuna kama mi onye kere ligwe no anye kile ina. You are breaking forth. You are coming out. You have been delayed. You are coming out. You have been backward. But you are showing up. Situation is changing. The name is changing. Shebarababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab Mighty name we pray. Sit up in heavenly places. I'll share a few things before we close. Listen, in the first scripture we read, it was only one child. And because it was only one, he was too stupid to come out. There was nobody behind. But in the second one we read, there were two of them. So while the other one was too stupid to come out, he stretched out his hand. Now that is an example of those people who find themselves starting a journey and drawing back. He that puts his hand on the plow and turns back, Jesus said, he's not worthy of this kingdom. Listen, you have decided to follow Jesus. Get serious. There are many people coming behind. Every time God gives a person a territory, sometimes he will show you how he wanted to give it to somebody else and they could not handle it. David came when the wife was mocking at him and saying, David, you are dancing like a madman. He said, who? Why are you talking like that? Was it not your father that God gave this platform an opportunity? Is it not because he misbehaved that I am here today? In this kingdom, there is a system of replacement. I've said it over and over again. And that's why you have to be alert. Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? You can't be joking and saying, I'll be rising and falling. No, stop that rising and falling. That was what this guy did here. And put a scripture there. And as soon as he did that, both of them had names that communicated their bad experience. Both of them had names. Genesis chapter 38. Can you get back there, please? They had names that communicated their bad experience. He said, this one, he said, the midwife grabbed it, that is the hand, and tied a scarlet string. In other words, the midwife already made that one a star. Scarlet is something shining. And that what happened to be the name of that child. The name of the child eventually became one that shines. One that shines. What's the name again? I took note of the name. Zerah. Zerah means shining one. But the shining one didn't eventually become the first. Not the glittering one. Sometimes the one that doesn't look like it. So don't put your confidence in your glittering nature, in your intelligence. Don't put your confidence in, I know it more than that person. There are many people who have underestimated their competitors. You underestimated the people around. You thought that they were, no, but this guy was behind. He was waiting. Sometimes you have started working with God and you're allowing Satan and distractions to drag you back. Every time you're allowing Satan's and distractions and distraction, oh man, before you are meddling with this sin, today you are here, tomorrow you are there. And I told you, if you are rising and falling, God will forgive you, but you are drawing back in destiny. You are drawing back in destiny. This is the guy that was in front. And that's why in this kingdom, there is such a thing called spiritual overtaking. In this kingdom, it is not the person who comes out first. It's the person who is consistent. This one came out first, but he drew back. Many people have shown interest in the things of God, then they drew back. Many people started well, then they drew back. Breakthrough does not come by what you do once. Breakthrough comes by what you have done continuously. Then Perez was behind. The child that was supposed to be the second. Do you know the funny thing about these children, their birth? As a matter of fact, they put a wristband on the hand of the child. Then he entered back into the womb. In other words, he's saying, I'm not ready for manifestation. That's how it is when some of you are saying, I'm too shy. I'm not capable. I don't think I'm fit. I don't think I know what to do. Listen, you need to wake up. And as soon as he carried the scarlet,
He carried the shining thing that has been given to him. The band and the signal that is supposed to represent the fact that he is first. He now drew back.
If it was only one child in the womb, that would have been fine. But guess what? The other one was there. Then the midwife said, "What?" Like she had never seen that in her life. So the midwife said, "What? How did you break out first?" Asking a little baby. That's how people will ask you, but you will not have answer for them. That's how they will ask, but you say, "I don't know how to explain this thing. I don't know how." That's why it is a breakthrough. It starts with a build up. Then the day the breaking through happens, you will not know the exact last ingredient. And that is where the supernatural comes in. For somebody, I'm about to announce to you that the supernatural hand of God is about to bring about your breakthrough. It's about to cause you to deliver your miracle. In the name of Jesus. The midwife shouted, "What? How did you break out first?" So she decided to call his name Perez. Then the last verse, 30. Then the baby with the scarlet string on his wrist was born, and he was named Zera. Then this one is called baby with the scarlet. Then this one is called breakthrough baby. And the one with scarlet would have been called both scarlet and breakthrough. Don't let anybody take your place. And this is a warning for many of us who are doing up and down your service to God. There are thousands of people that are crying unto God for the same thing you are crying for. Every time I stand and I pray, I always tell God, "God, do not replace me. Whatever you are doing in this season, keep me relevant. I don't want to lose my relevance." It is not easy for you to see somebody doing what you were doing, and because you did not do it well, somebody took over. It's painful. Yeah, you don't understand what I'm saying. It can be very painful. That what you're supposed to be doing, you relaxed. And that's why I'm warning everyone, and I'm giving you a charge, children of God, stop relaxing. This journey requires that you continue. And that brings us to number four key of your breakthrough process: discipline. Be very disciplined. Be very disciplined with the process. Be very disciplined. So much is happening everywhere. You can't just move around and act anyhow and do things anyhow. No! Those who break through are those who are disciplined. If a person starts going to exercise, if you are not disciplined, you will not get the muscles. If you are not disciplined, you will not understand it. You started a program in a school. If you are not disciplined with attending classes and studying your books, you will come out last. You are a businessman. You are not disciplined with managing your funds and handling your customers and managing your business and taking stock. You will become last. Discipline is key for your breakthrough. How disciplined are you about that, your skill? You are rehearsing and you are not taking it seriously. And you are doing that same thing. Somebody is rehearsing 2 hours every day. While you are pressing on Instagram, watching others, somebody is doing something that others will watch them for. So get ready. I'm charging somebody under the sound of my voice. You need to be disciplined in what you are doing. You need to get disciplined and get out of all this mess of "it's not my fault, it's not easy, it's just a habit, it's a weakness." Come out of that weakness. If you remain in that weakness, you may never be able to shine. You may never be able to break through. But you can't make excuses every day and say, it is just my weakness. I just find myself in that situation. Listen, whatever you continue to confess will become the story of your life. It's just the way I am. It's just the way I am. Eventually, it will become the story of the person's life. That is the way the person will be. Are you getting what I'm saying this night? Are you listening to what I'm saying tonight? Is it making any sense to you? Discipline. Tell your neighbor, discipline. Yes. Discipline is a breakthrough process. Before a breakthrough, God will test your character. It took discipline to stay through a process. It takes discipline, rather, to stay through a process. Keep implementing your strategy. Now look at the strategy God gave the children of Israel. Guess what? He said 6 days. They didn't wake up one morning and say, "We are tired. God, please understand. We can't march today." Then the priests will now carry their trumpets and say, "We are tired of blowing today." And the warriors will carry their guns and their swords and they will drop it and they say, "We are going to do another thing." No way. For the next 7 days, God has given a strategy. Stick with it. Stay with the strategy. Stay with that process. Stay with studying your books. Stay with planning your business. Stay with growing through that career ladder. Continue taking that course. Continue developing yourself. Time will come for your manifestation. Stay with the process. Many people are not disciplined enough to stay with their process. That's why they never experienced their breakthrough. That's why they never experienced the breakthrough. So they just want the pastor that will pray and say, "Receive a breakthrough. Receive a breakthrough." And you are lazy. Forget it. Doesn't happen like that. Very soon you will lie that pastor is false. You will change church, change mocks, change
traditional house and come back to the same position. God is not a man that he should lie. The son of man will repent. If he has given you a procedure, follow it. If he has shown us what to do in scripture, follow it. If he has said this is the way to live, we must stick. We follow God by following him with the lens of his word. We follow him in his word. We follow him the way he says to be followed. We don't follow him the way we choose. We don't follow him the way we like. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing tonight? Discipline. Academic breakthrough will never come if you do not maintain a discipline with your studying. Keep your study time. Wake up when you should. Meet up with classes when you should. Join those that are reading when they should. Career breakthrough will never come if you're not disciplined with reaching out with your goals. You have a goal that you're going to hit this particular level in your career. Then what are your personal development goals? What are the books you plan to read? Your time management principles. You can't just wake up at any time and do it anyhow and expect to get the results. So it doesn't work like that. Don't let anybody lie to you. Tell yourself the truth if nobody's saying it to you. The habits of successful people. One of the things I realized in life that has made many people successful is a habit. Success. There's what we call success habits. PFLA 3. If you find your by chance, if you mistakenly do it and you stick to the things you hear, you can never be a failure again. I'm very sure of that. Do PFLA 3. Do school of ministry. And you draw back. I don't know why. I don't know how. I can't explain. The midwife could not explain. She was like, how? What? We gave you a scarlet, like your day of celebration, and say, meow, wow, I'm not ready. There's somebody behind. You know those things happen a lot. How many of us have been in places where we have rehearsed for drama? And the person who is supposed to take that shot did not show up. And there was somebody who was there throughout the process of the drama. And they thought he or she was not fit. Only for the person who was fit not to show up. Then the misfit became fit. And they just say, okay, just we don't have an option. Just come out right now. That was exactly what Perez did. Perez just immediately he saw that the brother moved, shrunk. Don't shrink. Immediately he saw that the brother shrunk. He pushed his head out and he came out. And the midwife shouted, what? How did you do that? He said, you ask my discipline. Ask my tenacity. Ask my doggedness. Ask my stubbornness. Look at that kind of child. Look at how he came out. And they looked at him and they said, in fact, from today, we had another name for you, but from today you are called Breakthrough Child. There's an experience that is going to happen in somebody's life. That experience will redefine all that you have become all your life. That one experience will redefine everything about your life. In the name of Jesus, I want to challenge every one of us, please. The principle of discipline in anything you are doing is very key. What you do once in a while does not make you a victor. What you consistently do is what will make you a victor. Be persistent, be consistent if you want a breakthrough. Imagine a guy hitting through a particular stuff with a hammer and hitting, then he got tired. I've always given some funny illustrations like that. Then somebody else comes with the same hammer, and if he had hit that thing one more time, he would have struck the whole rock to pieces. Then because this one said, I'm tired, I can't. Then another person comes and he carries the hammer, and he just hits once. Not anything too serious. You will not prepare the stage for another person to take over. Have you heard people say things like, and I'm the one I'm supposed to be there. Oh, I was the one that came there initially. Oh, I was initially the one assisting that man. Oh, I was initially the person that's gone forward. When many people, when it is season of breakthrough, devil uses offenses to push them out of the game. They now get offended in another person. That's what happened to John the Baptist. That's why he could not last again. As soon as the heart of John the Baptist got filled with offense, his neck went for it. A prophet that is greater than all the prophets born ever before that time. But the Bible says that as soon as he got offended, and Jesus said, blessed is the man that is not offended in me. And blessed, let me tell you something. In the season of breakthrough, one of the ways the devil will attack your life, offenses will start coming. You need to understand this. As a husband and wife, whenever something big is about to happen in your life, Satan will stage quarrel. You will quarrel and fight until Satan carries everything. Then he will say, we'll see 6 months later. Then by the time it is about to hit again, 6 months later, he will show up again. Before you know it, this one is quarreling, that one is angry, that one is bitter. Never, don't tell me that nonsense. And before you know, Satan comes to tabernacle in their house. And by the time he tabernacles there, all the breakthrough, boom, everything is moved. Then by the time Satan knows that it is gone, he will now move back. And they will start again struggling, going around in cycles. Why are we not breaking through? You are giving Satan a foothold. Offenses, unforgiveness, malice, bitterness, anger.
whenever your season of breakthrough is very close, one of the ways Satan will do everything to do to push you back, it will take you back to your old habits. What you left before, it will bring it back. It will make your vomit sweet. It will garnish your vomit with Maggi and pepper and say, drink it. Whenever it is close to the breakthrough, you see people going back to their old sin. Many times, God shows up and he says, Ephraim was too stupid to come out. Anytime you sense that the devil is telling you to go back to where you're coming from, you left the habit of smoking and the devil is saying, go back, you're close to something. You left the sinful, you know, habits of immorality and the devil is saying, go back, he's stealing something from you. Every time the devil pushes you back to your vomit, he has stolen something from you. Every time the devil succeeds to take you back again, he's stealing something from you. And that's why the Bible says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. You should know that the things that you are hearing, they are recipe, serious recipe for greatness. If you practice it, if you stay with it, you see what your life will look like. There are many young ministers that were very close to the manifestation of their glorious destiny. Once Satan brought a Delilah their way, and 5 minutes after with Delilah, they postponed their showing forth for another 10 years. Then they will start gymming again and preparing. And all you'll be hearing is, mercy Lord, mercy Lord, mercy Lord. And God will say, I've had mercy on you, but you will go through your process. The only mercy that the university gives to you is to have a carryover. But you will still spend one extra year. Listen. Listen. God is a merciful God. But he's also a just God. He will not condone nonsense. He will not accept it as a custom. When people make mistakes genuinely and they acknowledge, God shows mercy. But when people make a habit of living in a wrong way, their judgment will just be in front of them like this. And that's why I'm warning every one of us, for all the seasons that God wants to open up to you, beware when the devil is telling you that it's sex chatting. Beware. When the devil is telling you, go back to the same way you used to quarrel and keep malice and get angry, beware. When the devil begins to tell you, hey, that's the only way you can manage and cope this season, just keep lying and cutting corners, beware. There is somebody who is gymming and waiting to take over your position. If you continue in that habit, it will look like you were never anointed. Like Saul died like a man who lacked oil on his head. Why? Indiscipline. Saul waits until Samuel will show up. And he said, when the people were putting me under pressure, I could not wait again. So I decided to do it. Then the Samuel said, today, your kingdom has been taken away from you. God has said it before that we establish you. But for this act, yes, God cannot work with an indisciplined person like you. And that's why anytime you see Saint David make one mistake, with all remorse and pain, he will bounce back and say, God, you will never find me there again. And that's the difference between a heart that is broken and contrite and a heart that is set with hot iron. The one that has an opinion to say that this is what I will do. Anything you like, preach. Anything you like, say. This is what I have decided to do. Many people, they made the same mistakes some other people made, and God's mercy showed for them. You know the difference between most of them, the two group of people. One had it in mind. If he had the opportunity to do that thing again, he would do it. The other one, if he had opportunity, he would rather die than do it. Then you will see this one climb up. You wonder why God says, I have searched the heart. I have seen that despite the fact I have said no, it is just because he has not found another opportunity. If he does, he will still go back there. Did you learn anything? Discipline is very essential. The Israelites disciplined themselves. God said, kept quiet. You didn't hear them talking anything. They kept quiet and they were marching around the wall. Trumpets, keep blowing. Priests, they kept blowing the trumpets. Warriors, stay in front. They said, 6 days, they went like that. On the seventh day, he said, if you don't hear this trumpet, don't shout. And all of them, until they heard the trumpet, immediately they heard the trumpet blast and Joshua gave the command. The Bible says they shouted. And based on the instructions, the prayer, inquiry from God had gone ahead, strategy was put in place. They stuck with the strategy. Stay with the process. And when they stayed with the process, the wall of Jericho came down. And the Bible says the battle started. they entered and they conquered. Every time you are close to your breakthrough, how many things does that still happen? Number one, God begins to nudge your heart to pray. Are we here together? Or you want the breakthrough, you start praying. Number two, offenses will start showing up everywhere. Can't you see that when we start praying midnight prayer, as I told you, Satan will react. You that have not had sex in the dream for many months, they will bring it to you in the dream. And you are praying. And Satan will say, it's a lie. You're not doing anything. You say, it's a lie. I'm still doing this thing. Emike, I'm not stopping. You tell yourself. You that you never fell before, whenever you are dreaming, you see yourself flying and falling. But you have never experienced that. In the past 3 weeks, you have not been praying. Then you start praying consistently. Then you see yourself flying again. And it's as if they're about to bring you down. The first night, go back to pray. You know what God is saying? Stretch, stretch. See, if you have built your muscle to a particular level and you have come to that point, the only way to stay on that level is to keep what brought you to that level. If 10 minutes prayer brought you to this level, don't go back to 9 minutes. Stay with 10 minutes. If 1 hour prayer brought you to this level, don't go back to 30 minutes. Stay with 1 hour and be consistent. Whatever brought you into power will keep you in power. Whatever procedure, whatever method will keep you there. It is easier to come into power than to stay in power. To stay in power requires discipline. To come in power is a build up. The discipline to stay up is very hard. And that's why many people never stay up. And that's why, number three, temptation to go back to the things you were doing before. You now see the devil trying to push you. Why? He knows that when the hedge is broken, serpents will bite. When the hedge is broken, the serpent will bite. And usually when it's a financial breakthrough you are looking for, anytime it is a financial breakthrough, sometimes God will tie a seed to it. The nudging to give. The nudging to open up. If it's a financial breakthrough, a business breakthrough, a breakthrough that has to do with something that will bring material wealth into your hand, there will be a nudging to give. Because the Bible says, he that sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he that sows bountifully will reap bountifully. This is the method of breakthroughs. Rise up on your feet and let us pray.
Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a living sacrifice. Lord, I offer you. Offer my life to you, everything I've been through, use it for your glory. Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you.
You see the story of Peter and Paul. Peter had a revelation where the cat was let down. Kill, eat. He said, not so, Lord. Peter, kill, eat. He said, not so, Lord. The third time the cat came and he said, he started schooling God. I've never eaten anything unclean. And God said, kill, eat. You know what God said? Peter is stubborn to the process. Then God struck Paul once on the way to Damascus. Bam! And he fell. The next thing that came out of his mouth, here, well, Lord, what would thou have me do? And God said, carry everything.
Bring down your glory. Bring down your glory.
Go ahead and talk to God tonight and say, Lord, walk on me. Walk on me. Prepare me for the process. Prepare me for the breakthrough. Prepare me for the breakthrough. Are you praying tonight? Go ahead, talk to God and say, prepare me for the breakthrough.
Church is now relying on the power. trusting in her wisdom, thinking she can change the world. Something must be truly wrong. Lord Jesus, what could it be? Lord, we are sorry. We are sorry, Lord. We've turned around and gone astray. Your trust for us we have betrayed. Your power we don't recognize. Your lordship we have all despised. And we cannot pretend. And we all now repent. Forgive us, Lord, we pray. Bring down your glory. You are wherever you are tonight and you want to say, God, help me to be disciplined with the process. Help me stick to the strategy. Some of us, you are at the point where you are saying, God, give me a promise concerning this thing. Some of you are at the point where God has given you a strategy, but you have been lazy. You have not been keeping up. You have been indisciplined with the process. And some of you, offenses, going back to the past, is what has kept the breakthrough, delaying the process. And some of you, a simple instruction, forgive. Give that gift to that person. Forgive that person. Move out of that house. Move out of that place. Just instruction. You want to pray and say, Father, help me stick to the process. Show me the path of discipline, Lord. Strengthen me in my inner man by the Holy Ghost. If there is any loophole, if there's any edge that the Satan brings every time in my marriage, in my relationship, in my academics, that I break and allow the serpent bite and truncate my breakthrough, Lord, let your mercy prevail.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.